Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What an awesome, wonderful day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let me encourage you from a beautiful passage of scripture from the book of Hebrews, chapter 4 and verse 16. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, one of the most important emphasis for any believer that Jesus ever laid is that we must pray. That is, we must spend time with God. That is, we must breathe in and out the very spirit of God, the very presence of God. Like a fish that cannot live without water, so a Christian cannot live without prayer. Prophet Samuel says that if we do not pray, we sin against God. Because that was the original intent of God, to spend time with Adam and Eve. And every evening he would come down and commune with them. And that is where the fellowship was the original plan of God the Father. My dear brothers and sisters, it is through prayer that we have fellowship with God and we have power with God and with man, and that's what we are called to do. My dear brothers and sisters, both of our daily guidance and the undergirding power needed for the spiritual journey of our local church, we must pray. So the question is, what is prayer? To many, prayer is regarded as a foolish repetition of words, a refuge for weaklings, or a childish petition for material needs. How sadly this reservoir of spiritual power is undervalued when perceived in these terms, just as we would underestimate electricity if we talked of it only in terms of a 40-watt bulb. For the child of God, prayer is far more than a mere gratification of our human whims. It is the practice of the presence of Almighty God in every activity of our daily lives. An unknown writer wrote, "Prayer is so simple. It is like quietly opening a door and slipping into the very presence of God." My dear brothers and sisters, we need to learn from the model of Christ, from the model of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, from the model of Prophet Samuel, from the model of King David, and all the men of old, and the apostles of Christ. They were given to prayer. They were given to prayer constantly and consistently. In fact, Paul encourages us to pray without ceasing. And so today, I would encourage you, practice God's presence even amidst the noise and clamor of your busy day. Don't forget to pray for that ongoing ministry of your church, because that is very, very important. Because God places His body of Christ in a city, in a village, in a town, so that they will be an anchor of grace and favor to the land and to the people. Amen. I was listening to a very beautiful hymn that I grew up singing in my grandfather's time and my father's time. Teach me to pray, Lord, teach me to pray. This is my heart cry day unto day. I long to know thy will and thy way. Teach me to pray, Lord, teach me to pray. Beautiful hymn. Enjoy the link. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us. Abba Father, we are honored to be called the sons and the daughters of God. We are privileged that we have access into the throne room of God by the blood of Jesus. O Lord God Almighty, that any given moment of time, we can enter into your glorious presence. Therefore, give us the grace to linger in your presence. Give us the grace to hang on in that mercy seat. Give us the grace, O Father God, that we will approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. I pray today, Father, as we sit in your presence, as we, Lord, pray without ceasing, as we, Lord, practice your presence during the course of the day, we will experience you in a powerful manner. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your flock. I lift them up into your hands. Bless them in their going out and their coming in. Bless the work of their hands. Bless the food and their water. Bless them, O Father God, in everything that they do, that Jesus will be glorified. I pray for the ones who may be grappling with their health conditions. Lord God Almighty, that, Lord, your healing virtue will flow into their bodies. I rebuke every manner of sickness, and I speak strength to their frame, strength to their mind. The inner man will be strengthened by the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. And we give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you, and bye for now.